فقد حرم الله للجنة الله بالمك جنة حرام فدم heaven will be forbidden for them ومأواه النار in the fire of hell will be the burning place وما للظالمين من أنصار and for the wrongers they will be moved to hell. Did you tell them that? Said no. Allah is telling you, قل heaven يا أهل الكتاب O Jews and Christians O people of the book تعالوا تعالوا. So you understand تعالوا. See yes. But did you call them? Said no. I don't know why. He said, you see, Mubarak is no good. And Sadat was no good. And Nasser was no good. That is Sahih, you see. But I said, look, Mubarak is today. Sadat was yesterday. And Nasser was the day before yesterday. But for 1,400 years, you Egyptian Muslims are ruling Egypt. For what? 1,400 years. Except for a few years, the British, few years the French, but overall for 1400 years you are ruling this country. And in 1400 years you couldn't make a scratch on the Christian community. I want to know why. Silence. Answer. Why? 1400 years you couldn't make any change. You multiplied and they multiplied. And they are multiplying and you are multiplying. There are 10 million now, you are 40 million. And your 40 million are useless. You can't implement the Sharia because of the 10 million, they've got you under control. The way is to change them. Allah is telling you, call them, ta'ala. And you're not calling them. Allah says, tell them. You won't tell them. What kind of Muslims are you? I said, look, I'll tell you why. Why you are not doing the job? I'll tell you why. It's very easy. I said, you see, you don't know the job. You're Shaykh and Imam, Allah, and you get Darul Uloom anyway. You can't do the job. Why? Did that is a clever behavior for the job. Astaghfirullah. No. You are not following basic instructions. That's the problem. If you, I'm president of Pakistan and I want my son to become a general. So I send him to the academy. And I visit the academy with my family one day to see how my son is doing. So he's doing left, right, left, left, right, left. I'm the president. I want my son to become a general. And this guy's saying left, right, left, eyes left, eyes right, eyes left, about turn. So what the hell are you doing to my son? I want to make him a general, man. He said, look, Mr. Peter, no, president. He said, look, you have to go through this. You see, this is the start. You learn boxing. I want my son to become a boxing champion. He said, no, straight left, straight left. What the hell is this? I want you to teach him to knock out the football man, champion of the world. He says, no, Mr. T, Dad, there are certain elementary rules. You have to go through that step by step. Anything, any game, any art, there is a method how you proceed. Allah gives you that method in the Quran. He says, وَقَالُوا, and they say, لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى. That you Muslims will never, never enter Jannah. There is no heaven for you. There is no salvation for you unless you become a Jew or unless you become a Christian. In answer to that, Allah says, تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُهُمْ. This is their wishful thinking, vain desires, hallucination, bakwas, bakwas. They're babbling. Don't get frightened. قُلْ. Tell them, هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ. Produce your proof. In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are speaking the truth, let us have a look at your certificate that entitles us to Jannah and destines us to hell. Let's have a look. Did you ask him for his certificate? Did you ask him for his burhan? He says, no. So that's a problem. Unless you do that, there is no hope for you. For you, or for anybody. Anyway, you want to do a job of work among the Jews and the Christians? They are the best customers for us. Allah prepared them for this message. Allah says, but if the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, if they hearken to this message, it will be better for them. Among them there are mu'min, good people. But the majority of them are perverted transgressors. Two types of people among the Jews and the Christians. How to approach the good guy and how to approach the devilish fellow. Allah is teaching us how to do the job. He said, as long as you don't do that, you can't proceed. Whatever he claims, really says, can I have a look? Your Bible, yes, your Danish Bible, yes. Learn Danish. Read it. Understand what he's talking about. And wallah, whatever he's telling you is not there. Whatever he's telling you is not there. It's to the contrary. Whatever he's trying to prove, you can prove to the contrary from his book. You don't have to touch the Quran at all. Kiss it and keep it on high. Respect. Don't bring it into the battlefield. Use his book. This is his book. This is what he produces. When you push anything down your throat, this is what he uses. Just be familiarized yourself. And to do that, you don't have to study this encyclopedia. Get these little booklets of mine. This little booklet will do the job, and there's no copyright. If you want to put your name in publish them, go ahead. If you want to sell them, sell them. Wallah, there's no copyright and there's no royalty. Go and have access to it. Use them and do some job for Allah and his deen, that his deen will prevail as he promises. And enough is Allah's witness that he's going to make his deen prevail with you or without you. It's only an honor and a privilege he's given us. Let's take advantage of it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Respected brothers and sisters, we Muslims, we start our seminars and symposium with the recitation of the Holy Quran, and we end with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for my Arab brothers, I would like to ask them that the problem of the Muslim Ummah today, I would like to quote a saying of Imam Al-Ghazali without any commentary, without any explanation and translation, because you understand Arabic more than any other language. فساد الرعية بفساد الملوك وفساد الملوك بفساد العلماء السوء. If we can replace the ulama السوء with ulama al-haq, and if we can replace muluk السوء with muluk al-haq, I think the problem will certainly be changed, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم وثبتنا على صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المجاهدين الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك. اللهم انصر المجاهدين الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Thank you very much.